Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, sure. Yeah, with all these little historical buildups, I thought you would like that. Meanwhile, sales are looking a little bit better. They seem to be on the rise in Plymouth County. And then there's, of course, the idea that looks like maybe some more interest rate reduction coming up.
Well, clearly, we've been trending upwards in deeds and mortgages since January, despite interest rates being high and low inventory. We're obviously, along with a lot of people, hopeful that the Federal Reserve will start to take some action to bring down the rates. It's still going to take time for the market to recover because, again, just a very, very low inventory out there, and there's not a lot of new housing being built, but it would be a good step forward. So that's what we're hopeful over the next month.
Right, and it looks like sales from month to month, just even with a limited inventory, it looks like those numbers just continuing to slowly move up a little bit over the past couple of months.
Yeah, they're not as high as they were 3 years ago. Obviously, we had a pretty big boom during the COVID years, but they're gradually going up, and that's a good sign for our marketplace.
And it's amazing, as we usually talk when we check in here, when we talk about the price of a home in Plymouth County, that hasn't gone down either. And that's it's interesting to me to see those numbers trending up, because now that number of the average sales price, what is it, closer to $700,000 than $600,000.
Yeah, the average sale price in Plymouth County, and again, we have a number of different kinds of communities in Plymouth County, but the average across the county is up 8% over last year. And that makes it difficult for people. I mentioned it a lot. There are a lot of people out there in our world, particularly younger people, that have no hope of owning a home, and that's horrible.
It is. It's a tough situation. I always say, I don't know how a lot of these young kids do it now with college debt coming out and then finding a starter home, and everything is so expensive. I hope there are some solutions that we can come up with. But I wanted to just ask you one more quick question. I love the historical segments that you let us know about that are on display the last Friday of the month. And I was looking through a little bit of what is written up for this Friday, and it's in that old English. It's so, I feel like I need an interpreter, John, if you can explain this to me. All I'm seeing is something about sheep.
Well, as far as interpreting the handwritten language, thankfully we're doing a transcription project that people will be able to read it in regular English. But as far as this story, it clearly, back in 1641, the colony decided that they didn't want people leaving with any of their assets. In this particular situation, the assets were sheep. This fellow by the name of Nehemiah Smith wanted to depart with his sheep and move to another part of our world outside of the colony. And they said, no, you cannot until you offer your sheep for sale at a set price. So we have restrictions back then, price restrictions, and all related to the lambs and the sheep at the time, and that's how they managed to keep the colony together.
It's fascinating stuff, and it's so interesting and cool that you actually have these documents that people can look at. It's such an asset to be able to have something like that in the community.
Well, thank you for highlighting these things.
Oh, well, we are glad to do that. We appreciate having you on. Again, that's Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks again for having me.